great, man. I was the last one to sign, so I was just ready to get it over with, be officially a Bronco, you know, and I'm happy that I did it today.
I mean, even though you knew it was going to happen, when you did and you put your little John Hancock on that on a piece of paper, any emotional time for you there?
You know, not when I signed, when I saw the numbers, you know. When I saw those numbers, you know, I worked my whole life for that, you know, so it was a great feeling.
So what's the first thing you're going to start now? You got to start bucket list things to buy. What do you got? What's first on the list?
You know, I'm going to get my mom whatever she wants, you know. Whatever she wants is hers, you know. It's been me and her my whole life. So no, it's only right that I do that, you know. And then I'm not going to go too far into that, you know. That's kind of personal business.
Now that the business is out of the way, it's time to get down to business.
Right.
So what's your focus? What kind of goals are you setting for yourself?
You know, I just want to come in and do whatever they ask me to do. You know, I want to come in and just give this team anything they need, you know. Use my skills to make plays on the field, you know. That's what I've always done my whole life, you know, and I don't see it changing now.
How's the learning process for you?
It's going pretty good, you know. Defense, you know, you're going to run at corner. You're going to run only a certain amount of coverages anyway, you know. It's just about learning the terminology, when to check this and that, you know, stuff like that. So, I've been getting with the older guys. They've helped me a lot, you know, so I've been getting it down.
As soon as you hit Emmanuel, you immediately went to the sideline. Looked like you were kind of sick. Can you kind of take us through what happened there?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we butted heads. You know, we kind of try to stay away from stuff like that, especially right now. We don't have pads on. But it was just kind of our momentums kind of brought us together, you know, and it kind of hurt me, got cuts in my mouth and things like that. But I'll be fine. You know, we're big boys, you know, so we'll be good.
It was kind of just incidental, though.
Yeah.
You ended up somewhere you didn't kind of...
Yeah, definitely. You know, I wasn't trying to hit him, you know. We don't have pads on, you know. That's silly to think that I was really trying to hit him. So things like that happen. It's football, you know. I'm glad he was okay. You know, I apologize to him, let him know. You know, he's a veteran. You know, I don't want him to think that some young dude's trying to hit him, you know, with our pads on. So I just let him know the situation, and we're good.
Bradley, you're hiring a young dude.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you respect all the guys that put their time in this league. But you
definitely
also don't strike me as the bashful, quiet type either. Is that correct?
You know, off the field, you know, I know I'm a rookie. You know, I don't want them to, you know, try to do all these things to me, you know, so I'm very respectful of the veterans, you know. I get along with them well, you know, but on the field, you know, that's totally different, you know. It doesn't matter how old you are, you know, I don't apologize for anything on the field, you know, so that's totally different. Nah, definitely not. Nah, we're all grown men, you know. If I was a kid, you know, I'd still be in college, you know, so I'm definitely a man on the field.
Bradley, you're hanging with Demaryius Thomas out there. Mm-hmm. Stride for stride down the field. How's that helped you as a rookie learn this game going against one of the NFL's best?
That's great for me, you know. When I first got drafted, you know, that's something I thought about. You know, I'm going to be going against DT, Peyton Manning, you know, and Emmanuel Sanders every day, Wes Welker every day. So just preparing with them guys, you know, I know that there's nobody out there I'm going to see that's too far, too much better than them, you know, if any, you know. So I'm delighted about that. I love to compete, you know, so I just want to do that every day.
What's Manning's accuracy like from a cornerback's perspective coming from college? Is it that much different the way you can put a ball?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's going to put on the money. His timing is great. You know, as soon as they break, the ball is right there. So you kind of have to be a little bit tighter, you know, than college. College, you can kind of be a little farther off, you know, and make up with it. But, you know, with this guy, you know, you have to be on him because it's going to get there. And you have to be there.
We've seen Tlaib giving some instruction out there. What has he talked to you about, and have you learned anything from him?
Yeah, I learned a lot, you know. For corners, you know, it's about the small things, you know. And he's just been teaching me all the small things, you know. He's going to take me under his wing and just helping me, you know. He remembers when he was a rookie, you know, he said Rondé Barber was kind of his mentor, you know. And I look to him as that to me, you know. So that's a great guy to learn from. He's a very smart player, a very great player, you know. So I'm excited about that as well.
Okay, thanks, Bradley.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bradley.